God day to everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast with the woman of God, Minister Ruth Ellis, coming to you live from HNLC Studios here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Little One, Minister Renee Ellis, and it brings me great joy and honor to present to some and introduce to others, by the grace of God, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I'm so excited about Jesus today. It is a wonderful day. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, he endured the cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He that have an ear, let him hear. Woo! Glory to God, what the Spirit is saying to the churches. It is high time to focus on Jesus. It is high time to see Jesus, seek Jesus, serve Jesus. It's all about Jesus. We need to declare his powerful name and his words throughout the land and let our voices be heard. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so excited. My goodness, this is a wonderful day. This is an awesome privilege to greet you again on the most powerful, regarding the most powerful name on earth, and his name is Jesus. Well, this is worldwide live blog talk radio coming from HNLC Studios, and I'm Minister Ruth, the mother of our precious daughter, Renee. You know her, you've heard her, the little one, and I thank God for her ministry. Before we get into the message today, please allow me to recognize and give honor to my spiritual covering and anointed leaders, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles, our elect lady, Pastor Monica R. Miles, co-founders of the International Gospel Deliverance Church located in Southfield, Michigan, U.S. of A. And I also want to bless and thank God for this man of God, preacher of God's word, Apostle Charles E. Ellis. Along by his side, his lovely wife, Pastor Lady Patty Ellis. They are co-founders and spiritual leaders of Harvest New Life Church International, located in Plano, Texas, U.S. of A. And I thank you both for giving me this opportunity to share God's powerful word again with Radio Land worldwide. What a mighty God we serve. He's faithful, and he gives us mercy, and he gives us great grace and newness of life daily. No matter what time your zone is, God is right there with you right now. He's a very present help. Hallelujah, in great times of need. And I want to say amen to that myself. Glory to God. Well, let us pray. Father God, in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, oh, how we love and appreciate you. Thank you for blessing us to see another wonderful day on this side of life. And we call this day blessed. Regardless of what is going on in our world and in our lives, We call this day beautiful because you protected us through the night and gave us new mercies, and you gave us newness of life in our bodies, new strength to get through this day. We call this day blood covered because you gave your precious son, Jesus, to die for us and cover all of our sins. You raised him from the dead to give us a hope and a future, to give us abundant life right here on this earth, and then eternal life, everlasting forever, to be with you. Woo, glory to God, to be with you forever and ever. We call this day peaceful because your word said you will keep us in a perfect peace as long as we keep our minds stayed on you, because we trust in you. Father God, also we thank you for giving us sweet Holy Spirit, who leads us and guides us and comforts us. And when we're hurting and when we're discouraged, he gives us strength to go forward. Father, we pray a special anointing over every listener right now. Provide their daily needs, whatever it is that they are standing in need of right now. I'm in agreement with them in prayer for abundance. We pray for those who are sick and suffering and shut in, and some shut out. We pray for those that are going through isolation and rejection. With God, all things are possible according to their salvation. For all those families who do not know yet you as Lord and Savior. And Father, would you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. You are my strength. Ooh, glory to God. And you are my Redeemer. I thank the Lord for Jesus. It is all about him. Isaiah 26, verses 3, and the Lord God will keep you and I in a perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Is that possible, that I can have perfect peace 24/7, around the clock, 365 days a year, and leap year, make it 66? Is that possible, that I can keep my mind stayed on the Lord? Let's look at the word stayed. That's a continuous focus, intentionally and purposely. And it has to be on your part and on my part. We have to do this continuously and intentionally, having our minds stayed on him. Holy Scripture says, and why we can do that is because we trust in him. Well, now let's talk about trust. That means that our confidence, we have to have total and complete confidence in the God that we serve, in his powerful word. There can be no wavering, there can be no doubt, and there can be no unbelief. Trusting God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. We've got to believe it We got to receive it. We got to believe that word, and then we got to take it as ours. Take it like you take medicine. Trust in the Lord. Verse 4 says, trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord God Jehovah, woo, hallelujah, is everlasting glory to God. That was Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Now, we just talked about when we trust in the Lord and we will have everlasting strength. Nehemiah 8, verse 10 says, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the strength of the Lord is our joy. Glory to God. Are you checking your strength today? How is your strength meter today? I call it my strength zone or my strength meter. My joy. Are you checking that? How is your joy today? John 15, verses 10 and 11 says, and Jesus said this, he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. If you keep the things that I've told and spoken unto you, that his joy might remain in us, and that our joy might be full, because we get it from Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Like checking your temperature. Like checking your temperature, you got to check these zones. How is your joy zone doing? Are you irritated? Are you upset? Oh, we got to do something about that. We got to get back to that word. Your strength. Are you feeling weak and tired, out of sorts, don't want to be bothered with anybody? Oh, we got to check that. We got to check that zone, that strength zone. Something means that my joy is not where it's all. You see, it's all connected. It's all connected. All right, what about my trusting zone? What about that? Am I wondering? Am I, you know, in and out, wavering? We've got to work on those. And if you notice, all of that work together. Our joy, in order to have perfect peace. If your peace is not perfect today, that means there's some doors open somewhere. There's some space. There's some places. There's an entrance. Enemy is trying to get in. And we will not let that happen. We're going to close up these spaces and these zones because we want perfect peace. Glory to God. All things got to line up. We got to line up our love zone. You know, a lot of times we hear people say, yeah, I love you. I'll forgive you, but I'm not going to forget. Well, we got to clean that up. What's wrong with that? We got to let go and let God. Ooh, glory to God. I want my joy filled. I want to have my joy overflowing. Glory to God. And God wants you to have his joy. He says, pleasures evermore in his presence. Woo. Peace, love, and joyful blessings over each and every one of you in your time zone today. it is with great joy that we are able to share the word of God with you. The Lord God is so very good to all of us. Right now, he deserves all of our praise. He deserves all of our worship, all of your adoration. Ooh, glory to God. In fact, let's do that right now. Let's take a praise break and give him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so good to us. Glory to God. Now, would you say these words with me? I thank God for Jesus. Will you say it again? Think about what you're saying. I thank God for Jesus because he's the one that woke you up today. He's the one that started you on your way. He's the one that takes care of you every single day, no matter what's going on in our world. Jesus is a, ooh, glory. Ooh, we serve a living Jesus. We can talk to him anytime, anywhere. He's right there with you right now. And he's right here with me. That's what I love about him. He's everywhere at the same identical time. He knows your name. He knows my name. Oh, wow. We serve an awesome God. Jesus said to all of us, he said, no matter what is going on in your life, he said, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He says, I am a very present help in a time of trouble. I'm a right now God. That's in Psalm 46 and 1. Glory to God. Psalm, I love the Psalms, and I'm going to be in the Psalms for a few minutes. It's Psalm 105. Verses 1 through 8, powerful, powerful word of God, putting into our spirit and building up our confidence so we can go out there in that world with all this that's going on and we can stand strong. God's word said in verse Psalm 105, he is our Lord God. He has remembered his word, his covenant, woo, forever, his holy word, which he commanded to 1,000 generations, and that includes you and I, and all who will come to him. All we got to do is believe that all things are possible to them that believe. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 22. We don't have time to read all of that, but if you read it, it will bless you. It's powerful to encourage your heart through the storms of this life. To read and complete those Psalms, they have impacted me. And that verse 14 in 103, he says, for he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. Isn't that awesome? To know that God knows. He knows what we're going through. The word of God say he knoweth. That means he keeps up with us. He's a personal relationship God. One-on-one, he knows our frame. And he remembers. He remembereth. He keeps on remembering that we are dust. And then verse 17 says, but the mercy, the grace of our Lord is from higher, everlasting to everlasting, to them, to you and I, to whosoever will believe in him, trust him with all your heart, reverence him worship him. Come on. Ooh. His righteousness is not only to us, but to our children's children, and on and on. Do you want to experience the peace and love and joy, the happiness that the Lord God gives us 24/7 at all times if we will allow him to? Beloved, no matter what is going on, whether it be tears, whether it be trials, whether it be hurts, letdowns, disappointments, Psalm 144:15 says, happy. Did you hear what I said? Happy is the people whose God is the Lord.
Praise the living Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Happy.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the Lord today. He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
He's a good God.
Praise
would you,
Jesus.
I don't know if we have time for you, if you can look in 145, Psalm 145 with me. Glory to God. And what I'm going to do is skip on down to the last verse of that psalm. It's a powerful word, Psalm 145, 1 through 21. But I'm going to skip all the way down to verse 21. When King David says, my mouth shall speak the praises of our Lord God, and let all flesh holy name forever and ever. Glory to God. I thank God for that word. Help me out, my love. Glory to God. God is a good God. He hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I don't
yes,
know if
he is. God is good.
Isn't he good?
Yes,
he's
he
good
is
all
so
the time.
Wonderful. He is so excellent.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Would you?
How is that time?
We're doing pretty good. I want you to let's all of us just meditate on that word that has come before us on today. And let us just really just come before God in prayer and just meditation, and we'll just close it out there because we've got a few more minutes. Amen.
All right. All right.
Amen.
I love the Psalms, and the Psalm says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, everything has a name, but I thank God that there's no name, sickness, disease, any name that is named, there is no name that's greater than the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God gave Jesus, he raised him from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your name is above principalities. Your name is above powers, demons, devils. There is nothing greater than your name. Hallelujah. And we just give your name the glory. We give your name the praise. We honor you. We honor you today. Oh, glory to God. And Father, those that don't know you today, those that want to know you, we're asking them to receive you in their heart. And all you got to do, you got a royal invitation from Jesus. All you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want to receive you. I want to know you. I want to have this perfect peace, that I can walk around and not be worried about what's going on and what I'm going to eat and where I'm going to live and what I'm going to do. You know, everybody's calling about COVID and all of that. We thank God we have Jesus. COVID is a name, and COVID has to bow its knee at the name of Jesus. Lord, your word said, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden. Jesus said, I will give you rest. You don't have to worry. You can have perfect peace. The Lord loves you. The Lord be with you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you his perfect peace. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you,